This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz here with you again. Hope it's going to be a good day. Maurice Wright, decades ago, was a British farmer, and he purchased a large oil painting from a neighbouring farmer for less than $4. So he hung this canvas in his barn and collected dust for several years before his tax accountant noticed it. And he sent a photograph of the painting to Christie's. Christie's is the London auction firm, which determined that it was the work of Thomas Daniel. He was a highly acclaimed artist back in the 19th century. So the critics were aware that this painting had existed back before 1808, but they'd actually called it the Lost Daniel. No one knew where it was. And here was Maurice Wright, the farmer. He had this award-winning painting, and he sold it for more than $90,000. Do you know that for some people, the Bible's like that? It's a buried treasure. Some people don't realise how important it is. Some people don't even read it, or they think that it's some sort of emotional treasure which they can look at sometime and read it. But across the centuries, lots of people have found that this ancient book, the Bible, provides all sorts of insights that can bring joyful experiences to us. It soothes our hurts, heals our wounds. And unlike other written documents, the Bible actually leads to something called transformation. What I'm saying this morning is the Bible can actually change your life. It was the German poet and philosopher Johann Wolfgang von Goethe that said, "The Bible grows more beautiful as we grow in our understanding of it." And today I just want to bring you a couple of the verses from the Bible. And there's some really great verses that come out of the Old Testament and the New Testament. But for example, in 2 Chronicles 16:9, here's an interesting gem, a verse that says, "The eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." So that text, that verse from the Bible, brings us a tremendous promise that even when we think we're in a world that's impersonal, there's so many people, God's eye is on you and me. God's eye is on the individual person. In fact, Jesus taught us that God knows us so intimately that even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. You can read that in Luke 12, verse 7. That's pretty personal, isn't it? And these gems, these verses remind us that God sees us. He knows us as we are. He probably knows us better than anybody else. God loves us, and God will actually respond to our needs, whether they're small or large. Now, there's a couple of other verses, and I'm looking now at 1 Peter 5, verse 7. This is from the New Testament. And this is another great verse that brings comfort to people. It says, "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." So as we think about that, these are a reminder that we should pray. There's an assurance there that God is concerned about the things that concern us, so that when we come before God with confidence, we know he hears and answers our prayer. So everything is important to God. We can speak honestly and frankly to God from our hearts. Isaiah 43, verse 1 and 2, "Fear not, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you." This verse tells us we're not alone in life. There's an invisible means of support, if you like, an unseen partner. We're not alone. So I think that's very true, isn't it? Fear not, when you pass through the waters. And that, of course, can be the waters of illness, suffering, dejection, anything like that. God is with us. He promised, "I will be with you." Deuteronomy 33, 27, this is another gem. Another important verse, "The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." So this was taken from the book of Deuteronomy, when people were facing real trials and traumas. And there can be things, for example, a separation, a divorce, or the death of a loved one. These are difficult times, but God is our refuge, and underneath are his arms. And Romans 8:28, another verse that says, "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him." So don't leave the Bible there tucked away as a hidden treasure. Allow God to speak to you. Well, Heavenly Father, today we thank you for this gem, the treasures that are there in the Bible. Help us, Lord, to be aware of what they're saying. Help us to apply the truths to our own life. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.